All right, so I'm going to call this the official episode, episode one. So I want to try and start these with a verse. And for those of you that aren't religious, don't have a relationship with Christ, that's totally fine. So this portion of the podcast may not be for you. And if it's not for you, you can go ahead and fast forward. But I'm going to open it with a verse. So, today's verse is 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. And this is the New King James Version. So, for those of you that are Christian and have your, you know, preferred versions, this is the version in which that I am referring to. So, the verse goes, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith." And it's very short and it's very, very simple. So I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. And so to me, that kind of reminded me of something I came across very recently that pertains a lot to my life. And so whenever I read a verse or I highlight a verse or something pops up where it's like, oh wow, like that really hits. I try to look at it from multiple different perspectives just so I can truly understand it, right? And again, there's multiple different interpretations. There's different ways to translate what's being said. But anyways, so this reminded me of something that I came across. This, it's the 6 kills to become unstoppable. And so I'll just kind of run through those really quick and then I'll break them down what they mean to me. So the first one is anger kills wisdom. The second one is jealousy kills peace. The third is fear kills dreams. The fourth is ego kills growth. The fifth is doubt kills confidence. And the sixth is laziness kills ambition. So far we're off on the right foot because I can count to 6. So let's just start with number one. So anger kills wisdom. So I am not a perfect person like a lot of you. I have had anger. Well, I had a lot of anger issues as a young adult and as a child, and I'm still battling with it today. If you've listened to any previous podcasts or have seen me 4 years from now, you'd be like, oh yeah, dude, that dude will pop off on anybody. And it's been a battle. It's been a real battle. I was always angry. And this was also prior to finding faith. And you know, and still in my body, I can feel anger there. You know, I'm not perfect. I'm not, you know, this saint that can control every bit of his emotions. And if anyone says they can, they're full of shit. Because truthfully, I believe that it's a constant internal battle that you have to, you know, work towards being better. And it's not something that just happens overnight. And it doesn't just happen over a couple of years either. Like, oh, I went to therapy, so I'm fine. That's not, it's still there, dude. Especially those of you that have PTSD, like myself. Now mine's not because I was in combat and stuff like that, just childhood trauma and things that I was exposed to as a young adult that some people have never seen in their life, even as adults, you know? And when I talk about my story with people, sometimes those that have lived a very comfortable, and for lack of a better term, sheltered life, they are just at awe with the things that I've seen and have been exposed to, in just 30 years of life. So again, so anger kills wisdom. So in order for you to be wise, being angry, usually, especially me, I've noticed this is like a reflection, right? When I get angry, I say things that I don't mean. I say things that don't usually make a whole lot of sense. It's just all just pure anger. So whenever you respond out of anger, you sound dumb. And if you are a wise person, you can see that. And to be respected by people, if you're constantly angry, And I know a lot of people like this too, that are worse than me. They're just red in the face constantly. And just like, dude, that guy has such a punchable face. Just fucking angry about everything. Like road raging, shit like that. There's people like that. And they're just angry. And there's no reason for them to be. They have a good life. Hell, even one of the people I'm thinking of right now don't even have kids. And they're just angry all the time. It's like, bro, you don't even know the beginning of what stress is if you don't have children. And that's my perspective. You know, there's different levels to it, of course, but my goodness. So anyways, so that's kind of how that makes sense to me. So jealousy kills peace. Whenever I hear the word jealousy, immediately I think of, you know, other people doing something that I wish I would have done, or referring to relationships. Damn, like he's got a good looking girlfriend, or damn, they look really happy. Like that dude's fucking ripped and I got a mid physique, or I'm fat, you know, whatever. Like it also, jealousy kind of goes hand in hand with comparison, right? So for me, man, I'm trying to think of a time when I was like really jealous of someone. And really it's like, I'll give my buddy Will, when I first met him, I was like, man, this dude is fucking squared away. Like he started at a young age. He graduated school, you know, went right into the fire service, started doing all this cool shit. Now he's doing, you know, international contracting and all that. Like, man, that's fucking badass. Like if I would have started young and wasn't a shitbag, you know what I mean? Like maybe I could have done a lot of the things he did. But then you have to, from a religious standpoint, have to remind yourself that you're not writing your book. God is. You're just reading the pages. And you're figuring out this character as the story continues. And the character is you. And that's something that I didn't even really realize until like a couple of years ago, right? But like, I wouldn't even say I was really jealous of him. It was just like, dude, this guy is so squared away. Like, he's got a good job. He has really cool stories. You know, he's got a good wife. Like, they're solid. Like, it's just like, fucking props to you, bro. Like, and so for me now, like, I don't even really think that's a good example. I haven't been jealous of somebody for a long time because I've kind of worked through that, but it's just like, dude, I'm so fucking happy for you. You know, that is so cool. Like, good for you, bro. But jealousy can kill your peace, bro. Like if you're constantly comparing yourself to somebody else and you're just like, oh, well, he's doing this and I'm not doing this. And it's like, you could, if I wanted to do something, you know, because someone else was doing it and I wanted the life they had, I could just do that. It really is that simple. And I think that people complicate things. You could do those things. You just have to be disciplined enough to do it. How bad do you really want it? Because otherwise you're just talking shit. You don't want it if you're not actually going after it. So anyways, don't let it kill your peace, dude. Like don't do that. That's not cool. Okay. So fear kills dreams. This one I can relate to a lot. When it comes to fear, I was a very scared kid. I used to be scared of everything. Hell, I was scared of people because of the color of their skin. Not even because of like, that was what was taught to me by my parents. Not even like my parents never really gave a shit about that. But because of where I was raised, I feared a group of people because of the way that I was treated by them. But you know, I'm a fucking privileged white male. I can't say that, right? I don't care what anyone says. Racism goes both ways. So on a real note, I feared a group of people based off of their color of skin because of the interactions that I had with them were never good. As I grew older, I realized that it was just most of the time whenever they reacted that way, they were projecting and it was insecurities of their own. And it was also just a cultural difference. This is how these people acted. And I just had to remove myself from it. But then as I grew older, things changed. You know, I'll give another example. I got beat up a lot in elementary school. And there was multiple times where I came face to face with a grown man where I felt helpless and vulnerable. And as I got older, I never wanted to have that feeling of fear again. And so I had to make changes in my life to prevent that fear from existing, right? So in order to prevent somebody from being able to take control of me or my body, I had to work out. I had to learn how to fight. I got into grappling and jiu-jitsu, mixed martial arts in general. A little bit of everything is kind of what I started doing, but my strong suit was jiu-jitsu and grappling. And so that kind of removed the fear of somebody can hurt me because I don't know what I'm doing. Whereas now I have a good understanding of, okay, if something happened, I'm playing these scenarios in my head, and anyone else that's a fighter understands that. And still to this day, I know people, you can't just constantly live in a fight or flight. I'm always in fight, dude. I'm always in fight, and I'm still working on it today. And I'm not a psychiatrist, but I'm still trying to find that like middle ground to where you're not just like in the white, you know, you're not completely oblivious to the world because like these Taylor Swift 12-year-old girls that are like just head down in their phone, like walking across train tracks type of shit. Like I'm always observing. Right. But anyways, so to remove that fear from happening, I had to make changes. So one more example I'll give for this really quick before I take up too much time. When I started my business, it sounded so stupid to everybody that I told it to. Even my wife was like, yeah, okay, whatever, babe. Yeah. And I was scared because I was not only married, but I also owned a home and had a child. And it was like, if I fuck this up, I lose everything. And we'll get into the long version as to why and how the business started down the road. But what I will say is I jumped. I went all fucking in, dude, all in. And if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be where I am today. I wouldn't even be the person that I am today. I was a piece of shit when I started this business, compared to who I am today. Because even when I started the business, I wasn't even that bad. But like looking at the character development through this process, I am not even close to who I was. But if I didn't ignore the fear of potential failure, I would not be where I am right now. So don't let it kill your dreams, man. Do that crazy thing that you think you're not going to be able to do. Do it and watch. Yes, it's going to be hard. It'll be worth it. Next one, this kind of goes hand in hand with the last one, and that's ego kills growth. That's another thing that I've battled with a lot. Looking back at my character in the beginning of the business, I had such a fucking big ego. I thought I was so cool because I created something and all these people wanted to hang out with me and I was just hot shit, dude. And it was like a fucking gut-wrenching feeling when I looked in the mirror and I was just like, you are so fucking dumb. You're lying, bro. Like you're saying this, like you started this business. One of the main reasons behind you starting this business was because people said one thing and did another, and you're doing the same fucking thing right now. What are you doing? And I think that's something that a lot of us battle with. And I think because of social media and society nowadays, we're just like, people are ignoring that. Like, oh, they'll never know. They'll never know. Bro, the internet is transparent as fuck. Like, if people don't know, they're going to find out eventually. And I didn't want that to ever happen to me. And I even told myself like 5 years prior, like, stop lying. It gets you nowhere. Stop lying. It gets you nowhere. Cause I just always lied. I was always a liar growing up and I didn't want to be that person. And I don't want my son to be that person or any of my other children. So you have to set the example, right? So kill the fucking ego, kill it, dude, because you're never going to grow as a person. You're not that cool. You're not. The second you accept that, and like, I mean, just really look in the mirror at yourself. Talk to yourself for real. Am I crazy for doing it? Maybe. Maybe I'm crazy. I don't know. I ask myself that constantly. Like, dude, am I actually fucking like, am I insane? Or is this healthy to be asking these questions to myself? Some people don't have an inner dialogue. I don't know how they fucking exist, but then, like that, I'm constantly having that inner dialogue with myself, right? So kill the ego, man. You cannot grow as a person. you will lose everybody. And I learned that the hard way. So, but that brings us on to our next one, which is doubt kills confidence. Just because you're killing your ego doesn't mean you should doubt yourself. You can still believe that you're capable of great things. And a lot of that just comes from grit and perseverance is the word I was looking for. So I do a lot of motivating posts on social media. And it's because when I was looking for that thing or that push, it was things like that that helped me. Now, I don't do these motivational posts because I expect them or because of my ego. I know that they help people. I do know that they help people because I have transcripts of people telling me that it's changed their lives, which is absolutely insane that a simple post could change somebody's life, or a story of friendly bullying telling you to go to the gym because you're fat. That's what got me in the gym. That's how I got fit. Like, I had to listen to people like Andy Frisella and, as cringy as it may sound, Jocko Willink and people like that, because that's all that was around at the time when I started this journey of fitness. And so I always doubted myself. I was damn near 300 pounds. I looked like a fat lesbian, bro. Too pretty to be fat. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't doubt yourself. Just, and the motivation is temporary. And I know that that sounds cliche, but it's true. That motivational post that you're reading of mine is just to be like, get you thinking, provoke thought. And then you have to dig deep internally to be like, I'll start Monday. No, you start right now. You're not going to the fridge for a snack tonight. You're going to wake up in the morning. You're going to start counting calories or whatever your battle is. You have to just do it. And then after you are consistent for a certain period of time, that consistency turns into discipline. And then it turns into just a regular life. Like, it's a lifestyle change. This is not temporary. And I know that sounds like a lot of work, but it's really not, dude. It's just like how you wake up every day and have your cup of coffee. It's no different. It's just one of the things that you do every day. Doesn't matter what time, none of that. Okay? You can do it. You can do it from home. I lost most of my weight from doing home workouts before I even stepped foot in a gym. I've only been in the gym for a little over a year. Everything else has been on my own at home. So don't tell me you don't have a gym, because that's a fucking cop out. So don't doubt yourself. So this brings us to the last one, which goes hand in hand with the one before. Laziness kills ambition. That's a real one. And I was having a conversation with my buddy Dalvin earlier today about this type of thing. And I was like, man, you know, like, I am a lazy person naturally. I'm a very lazy person. Ask my mom, ask my sister. Like, who I was growing up. Dude, I attended 35 days of freshman year. Why? Because I was lazy. Because I was lazy. I wanted to find the easy way out in everything. That's why I'm an entrepreneur too. I didn't want to work for anyone else. I wanted to set my own schedule. Little did I know, you work more. So that's, I'm working 7 days a week, dude. It's fucking 9:43 and I'm sitting in a closet doing this podcast for you guys by myself at the shop. Excuse me. So don't be fucking lazy. Okay. And it doesn't matter which direction you read this. Laziness kills ambition. Doubt kills confidence. Ego kills growth. Fear kills dreams. Jealousy kills peace. Anger kills wisdom. In any order, it doesn't matter. It's all real. So there's a kicker to all of this, though. When you could have told me all of these things, right? All six of these, explained it however you wanted to, with whatever perspective. It's like, yeah, whatever. But it wasn't until I found faith and started to develop a relationship with Christ that these things stood out more prevalently in my life. I think that's a word. slightly illiterate. Okay. I don't have a very high vocabulary. My education is limited. And what I mean by that is, like, you start getting into certain verses, scripture, and a lot of this is talked about in the Bible. A lot of it. None of this, I shouldn't say none of this, anything is possible, right? However, with faith, all of this is accomplishable. You can accomplish all of this with faith easily. If you understand that, you have a purpose, especially if you have children. If you have children, I don't give a fuck about anything else in your life. That alone should be enough. I die for my kids. Live for them. Live for them. Mentally, physically, spiritually. You're not going to be perfect. I'm not perfect. I have my mistakes. I have my blow-ups. I yell. I get upset. I'm angry. Fuck, even today I blew up. But it's just, as long as you can acknowledge that you've done that, and that's who you are, and you are working through it, and you talk with your wife about it and shit, you're gonna be fine, dude. It's gonna be fine. So whatever negative thoughts that you're having, trust me, I've had them too. Trust me. This is real. This is from the heart, bro. There ain't no fucking script. There's no teleprompter. This isn't fucking planned. The only thing I had planned was the verse, because I want to make that a normal thing, because it helps me. I don't expect anything that I do to help anyone, but it always ends up being that way. And that's freaking awesome. So yeah, I plan on doing, I would like to, and I don't want to get anyone's hopes up, because I know that a lot of the, you guys that were here in the beginning really enjoyed the podcast. And it's been over a year since the last one, other than the one I just posted the other day. I would like to do these once a week. But then there'll be these random times where I'm just like coming from the gym and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go record something real quick. I do plan on having people on the podcast. I have a lot of people I'm interested in having conversations with. If you're not following on social media, I'll just kind of like shout out all of the stuff that we have. So we have four different accounts. So we have Operational Industries, all one word. That's our main business account. We have Operational Training. That's our training account, which is social media, Instagram specifically, for that one. But for the main page, we're on Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. And then obviously we have a website. My personal account, if you want to follow more of the fitness stuff or personal life related things or my extreme Christian views, that is The Operational Dad on Instagram. That's the only social media I have personally. And then Fireside Focus Podcast is our Instagram. And that's the only thing we have for the podcast as of right now. If this turns into something more, then maybe there'll be other things down the road. But as of right now, that's the only thing that we have, apart from wherever you're hearing this from. There's a website that I upload this to, and then it just kind of just spurts it out everywhere. So I don't know where everywhere is. I know that also the podcast on Spotify still says the old last name. I don't know why. I've changed everything. I'm trying to work through that, so it's all switched. I'm coming up with a little logo for this as well. But if any of you guys want to be on here, hit the DMs in either of those accounts. You know, I want to have good conversations. And if you've been following me at all for the last 4 years, or more specifically recently, and you want to have conversations like this, in-depth conversations or conversations about what's happening in the world, because man, I can't wait to talk about that stuff when I have more time. Because the world is in shambles, my dude. That's why I need to get right with God. It's going to be wild, man. So Again, you know, this isn't a 5-minute podcast, but it also isn't a 2-hour podcast. So I'm going to cut it short, but I appreciate your time. I appreciate you guys listening. Thank you for your support, whether it's listening to the podcast, sharing a post, buying a t-shirt, whatever it is, however it is that you're doing, just know that it doesn't go unnoticed. And yeah, I mean, from the bottom of my heart, man, from me and my family, we truly appreciate the support. We're growing at an insane rate right now. And, also I kind of wanted to give a shout out to our employees, Logan, my dude, appreciate you. Dakota, you a real one. Julie, who's starting on Monday. Haven't met you yet personally. The wife has said good things. We're excited to have you. Chloe, thank you for all of your work. Phenomenal, phenomenal people. Good group of people. Thank you all. So I feel like I've just felt that in my heart. I need to say something. I need to give them a little shout out because none of what we do would be possible without their help right now. It has been crazy, dude. And also, obviously, for all of you guys that are showing support, like I said, can't buy a shirt, share a post. Every share helps us. We finally kind of broke out of the shadow ban, at least for right now. But we are coming up on the election. Last election, we lost every account. And I don't even try to get political. On social media anyways. On here and on Twitter, I'm going to say everything. So anyways, I'm going to go home and shower. I'm all sweaty. And if you haven't gone, you're in your car right now, and you don't have anywhere important to go, go to the gym. Go to the gym. Lift some weights. Run on the treadmill. Do something. It's time to be better. All right, y'all. Have a good night. Peace.